Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our discussion of Shitas HaRambam and the Sugya of Shtayim Kihochasan v'Shitas Afilu Tefach. In the previous shiur, we saw Neflos, the Machlok of Sina Rambam in the Tur, and now we are going to continue. And again, the Bizbeis in the Tower of Moreno Agon, Rebbe Flo Kunstler Shlita. The Ran writes on what it says in the Gemara, that if a sukkah is made like a mavui, so Rabbi Simon says, and some say it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, that you have to put a pas of arba tefachim. If it's made like a mavui, that it's open on both ends, in order to close it up, you need to put a board that's four tefachim, and put it within three tefachim of the wall. And if you do that, then altogether you have seven tefachim with lavud. So you need a board of four tefachim wide within three tefachim of either parallel wall. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara continues that you can't compare that to two tefanos, where there are two walls, like a gam, like an L shape, because there it's enough to have a tefach sochek. There you don't need a board of four walls, of four tefachim. There, if you have a kamin gam, so all you need is a beam that's a tefach. And you put that within three tefachim of the wall, and you're fine. Because this way, it's like you have four tefachim of a wall, because you have the tefach in a little bit, and then you have the lavud that is within three of the wall, so that's four altogether. So that's what the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Simon v'Sim Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So you can't compare the tefach, the sukkah that's made like a mavui, where it's open on both ends. There you need a board of four tefachim. Mashen kein, when it comes to shtei tefanos, kamin gam, there it's enough to have a tefach sochek. And the Gemara says the difference is because there you have, when you have two walls, kehil chassam, when you have two full walls, so it's enough to have a tefach sochik. But when you don't have two walls, hechad hachad the lakash tei tefanos, when you don't have two walls, if you have a board of four tefachim, then it's good, and if not, not. So ad kan midivrei Gemara. The Ran explains that according to Reb Simon, that it says shtayim kihilchasan is telling us two things. Number one, da'arevan, that they're mixed together, that they're connected. These two walls make a right angle. They are like an L. And number two, that these two walls have a complete shear. And that's not like Rav Yehuda, who argues. And Rav Yehuda holds that, what does it mean, kehil chassan? that the two have a complete share, because again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have a sukkah that's made like a mavui, I don't think I mentioned this. If you have a sukkah that's like a mavui, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine. You can put the tefach sukkah siyah k'mavui k'shera, and that tefach mamida l'chol ruach sheyirtze. So if it's made like a tefach, it's fine, and you can put the you can put that beam of a tefach in any direction. Not that you need a board of four tefachim. Even if it's made like a mavui, it's enough to have this beam of a tefach. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So he holds that when it says shtaim kihilchasan, it means that shtaim have a shear, not that these two are connected to each other, these two walls are touching each other, but rather and you have two walls that have a shear. So the Ran explains that according to Rav Simon, they're two inyanim. They're connected, these two walls, and it's a shir shalim. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that kihilchasan means that you have two with a shir shalim, but not more than that. Ayin shem b'divrei Aharan. Look also on Rashi and Vav Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil Shtayim Kihilchasan. That Rashi says, Mizrachi Tzvon is Kamin Gam, or alternatively, Dromi Sumai Ravis. They have to be either the east with the north, or the west with the south, but they have to be touching. It has to be like a Gam. So that's the Shtayim Kihilchasan. And then, in Dibra Maschil, Kihilchasan, Rashi writes, Kishil Meshech Sukkah. So Rashi is referring to these two inyanim. Number one, they're touching. And number two, the walls are the proper size. These two inyanim that are included in Hilchasan. Also look at his Lashon, earlier on Dalet Amud Beis, Shayim Kihilchasan, Baruch Kol Sukkah Barachba, Echad Lorko Echad Larachba, in the same pshat. On one hand, they're the right size. On the other hand, one is going to the length of the sukkah and one to the width. And this way they're touching each other. So the Ran explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Iker Parish of Kehilchasan is the Inyan, the Shi'ur. Later on in Dibur HaMasa, that's what he holds Kehilchasan means, that it's the right shear. Not that it's like a gam, not that it's they're touching each other. Later on, Dibur HaMasa Sukkah Suya Kamavui, and that the Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Tefach Mamido L'chol Roch Sheyirtze, not like Rabbi Simon, requires a Pasar Ba, the Ran writes, that it's because Rabbi Yehuda holds, that this is also called Kehilchasan. So we have to understand, my shaite hanidon de kehilchasan. What does kehilchasan mean? Kehilchasan means that it has a sheer dolphin. It has the right sides for a wall. So what does that have to do with the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's made like a mavui, it's enough that it has a tefach? A seder has a sheer dolphin. What does that have to do? Right, when the Ran writes, it's because Mamid Tefach, Mamid Alachor Roch Sheyirtze, because this is called Kehilchasan. Mazekashur, Kehilchasan are the two walls that have a sheer dolphin. What does that have to do with the fact that the third wall can be even a Tefach? According to Rabbi Simon, we understand Bipshitos why he's Machalik between Asir Kamov and Asir Kamin Gam. And it's that if it's Asir Kamov, you need a board of four. And if it's Suikim in Gam, it's enough to have a Tefach. And the Gemara says that if it's a suya kamin gam, it's enough to have a tefach, because hasem ikashtei defanos kehilchasan, and the explanation is, since it's made like a gam, since it's made like an el, and it's not mefulish, it isn't open on both ends. So there we can say, that the third one, it's enough if it has a tefach. That's what it means. Since shtayim kehilchasan, mele, the third can be a tefach, because the two of them are what's kehilchasan. Kehilchasan means not only they're the right shear, but they're also touching each other. They're also, it's not mefulish. So it's a much more solid enclosure. So mele, the third wall can even be a tefach. So that works out according to Rabbi Simon. By the libet of Rabbi Yehuda, that kehilchasan just means a sheer dolphin. What does the sheer dolphin have to do with the fact that the third one can be even a tefach? Okay, you have a sheer dolphin in the two walls. Why does that allow you to make the third wall even a tefach? According to Rav Simon, I get it. Since this is the two are kehilchasan, which means not only are the right sheer, they're made like a gam. Mela, the third one is, since it's not mefulish, the third wall can be even a tefach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the third one that it's mefulish. So Mamela, why does it help that it's you have a sheer dolphin to allow you to make it all the third wall a tefach? So it's muchach l'fi aran that shtayim kehilchasan, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does shtayim kehilchasan mean? That there's a sheer dolphin. That's a reason that we can say that the third one's ketefach. We have to understand why. So it would appear that if it's a suya kamin gam, and that's kehilchasan, and it's not nirum foolish, the male of the third can be even a tefach. It's not because of its night study, but only in a case where it doesn't look more foolish, then it's shaykh to have the kula that dofen shlish safilu b'tefach. But rather, that's because of a halacha ni ikar din dofen b'sukkah. That dofen sukkah is not mishum din mechitza be'alma. Dofen sukkah is not just a wall, and the Torah says that you need three walls for the sukkah, but rather the din defanos is in a halacha of the ikar tzura of the sukkah. The shetach of the sukkah, the area of the sukkah, can't be exposed, but rather it should be enclosed with walls. And that's the foundation of the law that of a suya kagam, that Rabbi Simon holds, that only if it's a suya kagam, it's considered that the area of the sukkah is enclosed. And only in such an instance, we fulfill the din of tfanos as sukkah. Because that's the yisod of tfanos. Tfanos have to enclose the sukkah. So memela, if you have two that are made like a like an L, then the third can be a tefach. V'doichetev lishna de gemore. Rabbi Simon's mechalik between a suya kamin gam and a suya kamove. Suya kamin gam. It says, ikashtei tfanos kehilchasan. Mashenken a suya kamove, and the suya kamavi isn't, because suya kamin gam, the shtei defanos kehilchasan, the suya kamavi, the leka shtei defanos. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It's a fascinating lashon. That if it's a suya kamavi, the leka shtei defanos, that there aren't two walls. There aren't two walls. Wow. So it's meduyak lehejia, like we're saying. But it's not a chisaron ba'alma that it looks more foolish. But rather, there are no walls. If there are two walls and it's more foolish, it's not walls. You don't have walls. Walls are only if it's enclosed. And if it's more foolish, that's not an enclosure. So in the middle, that's not, you don't have walls. And the explanation is like we said, that that's the asodin dofen sukkah. You have to make the shetach of the sukkah, you have to make the sukkah enclosed. And having two parallel walls isn't an enclosure. And Rabbi Simon holds that if it's made like a mavui, there's no kiyum of the yikudin defanos. So the rif has a different girsa. However, according to our girsa, nir lehedya, like we said, So based on this, it would appear that even this halach of shtaim kihuchasan, that you need a doifin shalem, kashir, it needs to be a complete wall, it needs to have a proper shi'ul. But it's not because of a din in the shear of the fanas, but rather kol ikroi mishum din be ikr shem defanais. The ikr shem defanos is that they are supposed to be an enclosure, a covering, a surrounding for the sukkah. Vehein hein divrei Rambam b'chibur. That's what the Rambam says in the Yad that we spoke about in the previous shear. That you need defanos gemurois. V'yader zeh b'perush hamishnayis. Rambam says, in the first surah of a sukkah, the Rambam writes, "Shiu gimul ksalim gimurim." So it's not mitin shiu b'defanos, but rather the sukkah requires complete walls. Otherwise, there's no wall that's surrounding and enclosing the sukkah, and it lacks the essential status of being the wall of a sukkah. So Rashi, Davov. This is the lashon of Kishir Meshech HaSukkah for the Shtaim Kirchosan. But Rashi in Sanhedrin 4a and Shtaim Kirchosan writes that Kirchosan means Shleimois. And that would also appear to be his Kavana. The Al Ramad Bey, Shtaim Kirchosan, Ba'orech Kol HaSukkah Uverech Bo. And it's not a din in Shi'urim at all. It's not a din in Shi'urim at all. It's rather a din in having proper walls. That they should be surrounding this, the shetach, the area of the sukkah. That's why he writes Dal and Beis. Shtaim Kirchosan means according to the length and width of the sukkah. So that doesn't talk about a shear, that's just that it should surround. Uvirashi b'daf zayin, and that it would, according to Rabbi Simon, dafka k'min gam, it's enough to have shlisha setefach. Rashi writes, Shtei tfanois shleimois kihilchason kemen gam dein nerois kemefulashois gewaldik. Because you have two tfanois shleimois, like we said. So what are these shtaim kihilchasons? These shtaim kihilchasons are shtei tfanois shleimois. And it's kamin gam. So really, it isn't two distinct dinim. You would think it's two distinct dinim. One din that they need to be the proper size. A second din that they need to be touching each other. They need to be arevan. They need to be at a right angle. And the answer is, the explanation is no. It's really one and the same. The fact that they're at a right angle, the fact that they're the proper size, so that is that they're complete walls, that's really one din. What's that din? That din is that the area is surrounded. It's properly surrounded. Tarvayu chadaninu l'shvui l'sukah mechusa u'mukefes. Ha'idei she'en shleimoy sukumin gam. So that's why Rashi says, when Reb Simon says, Kamin Gam, if it's Kamin Gam, the third can be a Tefach. That's why Rashi adds that they're Shlemos, Shtei Defanos Shlemos. What does he have to add in Shtei Defanos Shlemos Kilchasa? You're saying that the third is a Tefach. So that's enough. The answer is that's not. It's all one. The only reason you can have shlisa filu tefach is because you have shtei defanos shleimos kehilchasan kamin gam. It's only because you have those two complete walls in an L shape. And memela, that's the only thing that enables, that allows us to have the third wall, even a tefach. Once you have two shlemos, kehilchos and kemingam, then the third can be a tefach, because now the sukkah is surrounded, the area is surrounded. So now we understand Rashi and the Ran, who explain that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's also kemin mavui, that's considered kehilchosah. And therefore it's enough to have the third, even a tefach, even in such an instance, when they have their parallel walls. Because based on what we explain, this halach, they require kehilchosah, not because of it in shi'ul doifen, but rather yesoidu mishum din bi'ikra doifen, that the doifen should be mekif mechase l'shetach ha'sukah. The doifen should surround and enclose the area of the sukkah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's enough for this halacha of hekef and kisui, of surrounding, if you have two dfanois, shlemois, vigmurois. And that memela allows us to have the third, even a tefach. So according to Rabbi Simon, you need kemingam dfanois, shlemois. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you just need dfanois, shlemois. And the point is, that's the ikur tzuras hadoifen, ikur tzuras hasukkah, is that it's surrounded. And having two that are the proper size, that's considered surrounded enough. And memela, the third, it's enough to have a tefach. It can suffice with that to be considered surrounded, because the two don't have to be touching each other, even if they're parallel. The third is a tefach, you're considered surrounded. We have a halach l'moshe b'Sinai that you need three walls, but as long as you have two that are proper walls, then the third can even be a tefach, that's considered surrounding you. And now we can understand b'yeser biur, what we said in the previous shir, that according to the Rambam, the din of shlishis afilu tefach is not a revelation, but that's the shear that we require for the third wall. Because the discussion in our sugi of Shtaim Kehilchasan is not Mishum Dine Shear Sukkah Klal. And without the Hilchasav, Shlishis Afilu Tefach, the din would be that you require three complete walls, like he writes Lahedja in the Parish of Mishnayis. And the Hilchasav, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai with Mechadish, that it's enough to have two Dfanos Gemurois. And it's Pashat that the third Tefach is not effective for the Ikar Hadin that we require Gimel Dfanos Gemurois, because that we don't accomplish with the Tefach. Rather, this is a new din. A new din, that the third wall can also be a tefach. So, what did we say in the previous shir? What we said was that, according to the Rambam, Rambam writes that it has to have shtei defanos gemurois in the chibur. You write shtei defanos gemurois. Shtaim kehilchosan is not a din shir doifen. Rather, it's halacha. You need shtei defanos gemurois for shlemus. And memelam and din shlish safilu tefach was mischadesh. Sof sof, there's no doifen gemura. But nevertheless, it's enough to have shlish safilu tefach. So in the Mishnah, you require three complete walls. And Shlishis Afilu Tefach is going to be no good. And the Rambam holds that the Braisa is coming to tell us a Chiddush Din. That you need, on one hand, there's one din of three Tfanos Gemuros, and then there's another din of Shlishis Afilu Tefach. And it's not a kiyum of the din of the Mishnah. It's an additional din. And that's because the din is that you need to be enclosed. It's not a sheer sukkah. It's not in how long the walls should be, but rather they should be complete walls. And you should be enclosed. And the question is, what does it mean to be enclosed? So the Chiddush is that not only, like the Mishnah says, three complete walls encloses you, but also two walls and the third being a tefach. This third wall being a tefach doesn't help you fulfill the ikar din of Gimel Defanos Gemuros. But rather, you have the din of Gimel Defanos Gemuros, and you have the din of two Defanos, and the third being a tefach, and that's enough to be considered walled in according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Rashi and the Ran write, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's asui kimin mavui, it's kehilchasan. Since it's kehilchasan, it's enough to have a tefach. What does it mean, it's kehilchasan? Kehilchasan means that it surrounds the sukkah. It's make you from machatz l'shetach ha-sukkah. So since you have this two walls that are considered surrounding you, we can have the kula of the third wall being a tefach. Since the two are kehilchasan, the two are our proper hekef, the two are proper kisu. And in Mele we have the chiddush din that the third wall can even be a tefach. But again, this is another tzura. It's not the same tzura as the Mishnah. The tzura of the Mishnah is three complete walls. And the tzura of the Baraisa is two complete walls, and the third being a tefach, but it's not a kiyum din in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you need three walls, it means, according to the Rambam, three complete walls. That's considered a hekev. And the chiddush of the Baraisa is that even two walls is a hekev. However you look at it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be even two walls that are like a mavui. All right, so we have a lot more to talk about. But we did see a nice chiddush din here, Vidi Seldenti. It's really one din, the Ikar Tzuras HaDeifen. They have to be Tfanos Shleimos, Kamin Gam, according to Rav Simon. Because that's what makes it a hekef. It's one and the same. It's not two separate dinim. And it's a sham. We will hopefully see a lot more in this sugya. And we'll see neflois gedolos and teras Hashem. And I'm very much looking forward. This is exciting. I want to talk about Shitas Rashi. And we have Asach, asach, vasered, sweet friends. So please stay tuned, and I give us a bracha that we should be zochel lilmoid ulelameid, l'shmor v'lasot, ulekayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato v'ahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.